What was it she said? 5 miles? 10 miles? You know? Feels like I've gone 200 miles already. What gear am I in anyway? Hey, yo, what the heck is your problem? Over here.
Behind you, passing on your left. Hey, are you okay?
You know, I'm just a little pooped, I guess.
Yeah, the hills can be a little tricky. Town just around the next curve, man.
Oh, you're kidding. Really? How far?
Oh, about a quarter of a mile. There's a great coffee place right when you get to town. The Cabin. See you there.
Thank you. Why couldn't I bumped into this guy like a half hour ago? And there's town. Well, you know, it wasn't so hard. What a beautiful day. I can almost taste breakfast already.
Some people, like my friend Rick, are determined to deal with things on their own, all by themselves. Maybe they find it hard to trust. Maybe they've always been burnt when reaching out to others, so they just stop trying. Consequently, these people resist participation in groups. Groups make them uncomfortable. But as Rick discovered, being part of a group, and in Rick's case, bicyclists, has a lot of advantages, not least of which these are people who really know how you feel. There's a useful slogan used in various recovery programs, suit up and show up. Research has demonstrated that people who attend support group meetings on a regular basis tend to have the best weight loss and the best weight loss maintenance. It's especially valuable as part of a good bariatric surgery program. Now, that fact in and of itself may not diminish your feelings of reluctance towards a group. Okay, so give yourself permission to feel uncomfortable and go anyway. If you find yourself being judgmental about various members of the group, acknowledge those feelings, to yourself, of course, but go anyway. Even if all you do is just listen, it's completely okay. Some people attend meetings for months before ever speaking themselves. What's important here is that you really give the group concept a good long college try